What? Why do you say that?
First of all, I love the kitchen upstairs. I love a big kitchen. And counter space, which I don't have. I have very little counter space.
That's true, yeah.
And I like the way it's still your kitchen, but it's almost like a dining room that's part of it.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I have a small kitchen. I can fit a table in there. But then the dining room's like really in another room.
Yeah.
And down here, I'm just looking down here like, I can have my own little haven down here. Leave me the frig alone. Oh, I gotta watch those F words.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And how it really could have been two rooms out here.
Could it? Well, I mean, it almost could be three, but you know, there's gonna be no way to get in the third one.
Crawl space. Let him crawl in. Can't get him out. Let him crawl in.
Oh, no, actually, you can put a little mini door on the landing and just jump down.
Yeah, I mean, when I come down here and say hello and goodbye, I go right back upstairs.
Yeah.
I told you, she wants to sell and go to Georgia. I said, well, sell my house. You sell my house, I'll move into this house.
Yeah. I was actually thinking today that if you sold that back lot, we'd have to change our address.
Why?
Because we're really supposed to be 13, and that would be 15. But because it's not there, it doesn't matter.
Well, could I be 17?
You could be, but I'd be wrong too.
Oh, okay. First of all, do you know, I mean, if I had money, I probably wouldn't do this. But if I had money, I would want to lift my house up and move it back.
Move it back this way?
Yeah. Like, this way I have backyard and front yard.
Oh.
I have property on both sides.
So you'd be right in the middle.
Right. And then after Craig died, I always wanted to write into, what's his face? Channel 7, 8 o'clock, Sunday nights.
Oh,
Ty, yeah.
Ty Pennington?
Let them come and knock my house down and rebuild it for me. Yeah. That was another one of my dreams. And we got the application, but man, oh man, do they want footwork?
You should see the forms just to get on, like, don't forget the lyrics or something. You have to draw a picture and all these crazy...
Really?
Yeah. Like, 5-page-long application. It would be super outgoing and, like, it's crazy.
And then I can't sell that yard.
Oh.
Like a lot of people said, you know, you can't afford the house, sell the property back there. What I can do is I can build and then sell the front half.
Mm.
Which makes no sense. If I can build back there, I wouldn't need to sell the property to make the money because I had the money.
Right.
So yeah, that's my dilemma.
Why can't you sell it back?
I'd have to go to City Hall and pay them for permits to sell it.
You wouldn't have to do that the other way. Like, what did she do?
Who's that?
Barbara. New guys?
Who?
You know the new guy's house?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh. She probably had... Well, sometimes she's... This is a single lot. If it was a separate lot, I'd be able to do it.
Oh, yours is a single
lot?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
We have three.
I didn't build it like that.
We have three lots.
Mine's a single. If I had a double, I'd be able to do it.
That's weird. That's really strange. When was that house built?
1966.
Any idea what was there before?
No. I'm assuming empty land because it's my house, Ashley's house, and Teddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Vera and Teddy?
Right.
He built three houses.
They're all built the same time?
Pretty much, like maybe a year or two apart from each other.
So that whole area was empty?
I think so. Your father was born here, right?
Yeah, he should know.
He should know.
He would have been young. But...
Well, you... Yeah, something to ask your grandfather now.
Huh. Well, I don't know. When did they move here?
Why move here in 72 when your Aunt Heather was here already? My house looked like Ashley's house before I fall into the bricks. Same front. The only difference was I have the garage on the front. She has hers on the side because she's on the corner.
Right. So, did, he took down bricks and put new ones up?
My house? The front of my house was all, was that shingles. Like, just like Ashley's.
What about the stairs?
The stairs were like Ashley's also. He got involved with my uncle, who's very Italian. And my uncle said, I take care of you, no problem. First of all, that brick is supposed to be like the fireplace brick, that red brick. They sent the wrong brick over. So because of that, there was a discount in price. And our steps were supposed to be slate, like black, and they were cracked, the slates. So, again, they did us a favor. They gave us slippery marble steps.
Right.
But the whole front of my yard was just like Ashley's. And in front of where the sink is down there used to be a tree there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That came out the first year we were here. Because it was a pain in the ass with the front door. And
so you had the fence and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bushes?
No bushes. Oh. Just fence. That's why the chain link fence goes around the back.
Like
what's it? Against the wall.
Right, here.
Where am I? I don't know where I am.
This is the alley where the light post is right
now. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Because I walk in over there, yeah. Yeah, I can like this house. I do. I like all the different rooms and stuff.
Yeah, but the window that was here, you know, there was a window down here that we boarded up. Well, we didn't board it up. We plugged it up with the foundation and raised the foundation because the stairs that were going to come out. A lot of light comes in that window, but it's not needed because nobody's over there most of the time. Down here, I'm usually sitting here. I need that window. I wish that
you still
the
have
stairs
it.
Went the other way.
So that's, you couldn't see my house from here anyway. Well, you could because you have to look up. Can't see my yard.
Oh, I can't see the fences there. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, but I'm saying if I look up, oh, still can't see the fence. That's right. This is the high part.
Yeah, stupid fence.
That's right, that's right. I remember when this house was, I used to call it a shack when the Peters had it. It was bad. Well, you know what? I don't know about the house. The yard was bad.
Oh, I missed that yard.
The yard was bad.
It was like an oasis.
When we first moved out here, in 72, looking out my bedroom window, what is that thing in there? Was their pool?
They had a pool?
Remember how green your pool was 2 years ago? Well, that was clear compared to theirs.
Oh, yeah.
And their kids were swimming in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a pond.
Yeah. Something that Ellie Mae would throw her critters in.
Where was it?
Just about where your pool is. Well, I should say, yeah. It was more centered into the middle. But there were so many trees in that yard.
Yeah. There are two big ones.
Two big ones. And there were a lot of bushes. And there's a lot of junk in that yard. And over the years, they did clean it over the years. And a lot of cats.
Oh, they always did that. She always did that. I miss that porch, though. That was a nice porch. It was. Great. The house, it was quaint. It was old.
I was never inside it.
Well, the inside wasn't that. She had cats inside too, so it was like.
You're inside.
But, yeah, they were.
They were very nice people, but very strange.
I don't really remember him.
I do. He was, well, he was more outside than she was.
I remember when she came running over, though.
When he died.
But anyway, the house had, like, you walked in, and they had, it was like the former, whatever kind of porch it was, enclosed. Uh-huh. And so you had to walk in again. And it was just like pretty much living room slash dining room all the way to the back of the house. And off to the right, there's a little kind of hallway thing, and the bathroom directly. It's like, you know, upstairs here now, how the closets between me and Allison's room.
Uh-huh.
It was as if that that closet space was a bathroom. And then it had two, so it had the bathroom directly in the middle of two bedrooms. And then off to the left, I guess was another bedroom. Yeah, I guess that was her bedroom. Closer to the front of the house. And that was on the other side in the corner. I guess over here was the kitchen. And then the kitchen had a door down to the basement.
Okay.
Which, and there were steep steps that ended, remember the door on the side?
Uh-huh.
They ended there, and then there were more steps down into.
She didn't have it upstairs and downstairs, did she?
No, she had an attic. The attic door was in that little hallway by the bathroom.
Because I
kind of like over there.
Okay. I remember after Mr. Peters died, Charles was born. And we had a computer. The computer's in the back room, which is my bedroom now. Which I was sitting at the if I was sitting at the computer this way, and I looked out the window, I could see your house. I was gonna say maybe walk house, but what's the difference with that one?
Okay.
And because I had windows here and here.
Right.
So this window would face your house.
Right.
This window faced this house. And one night I just hear a noise. And I come over to from the computer this way. And here's the daughter, stark naked, in the bedroom with her husband. It was like 300 degrees out. It's the middle of the summer. And now I'm trying to be quiet. Because I'm trying to bring my blinds down real slow.
That was the corner bedroom here?
Yeah. So that's why I remembered it wasn't higher, because it was bird's eye view.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, that room was where her fish lived.
Her fish lived?
She had a little catfish. And, I don't know, it was in that room. For whatever reason. And then I think we gave that fish to the middle school.
Oh, so when they left the fish here too?
The sequence of events. It would have been sixth grade, so that was a one ish. Probably 2000. When did she leave? When did we get the house? I don't know. I guess it was around that time.
After 9/11?
No, it was before.
Before 9/11?
I think it must have been 2000.
The winter before 9/11?
Yeah.
The sun, I don't even know whatever happened to the sun.
They all live in Australia now, I think.
He was a decent kid growing up.
I never really met them. Either.
She was always a weird daughter. Always kept to herself. I never had a problem with them, so.
I don't know. I think they might have come back once. There's one real estate agency that doesn't know that they left.
Do they keep calling?
No, they we get mail. for Hoyt.
Oh, we just like, we just sold this house?
I don't know. You know, it's like, yeah, exactly.
That's okay. My husband gets that mail too. My husband was never the owner of my house.
But he's been, when did he die? When did Mr. Peters die?
Mr. Peters died.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
95, like something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Charles was a small guy. I remember, and I don't know why, it was a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, that Mr. Peters died.
I don't know. I just remember she came on knocking, Howard. And
I remember your father running out and not knowing what the problem was. No, until later on. But I remember that. I believe it was a Sunday.
Makes sense. It was an afternoon, I believe, right? Yeah, I think I was the one who answered the door.
And in your house, on the other side, an older woman and her husband, she had crippling arthritis. And she used to sit where you have the patio, where Jamie has the patio now. I don't remember if you had started building that patio. You had the sliding glass doors over there? Where Jamie has...
In the front?
Yeah. Did you guys put those in, or did they put that? I don't know, but...
I don't know how much he's changed, but we did have some... We put in sliding glass doors.
Okay, on this side.
On this first deck. Yeah.
And she used to sit just about that area and play the piano every day. That was her therapy. And she played it well.
When was this?
In the 70s.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
His name was Lou. I don't remember what her name was.
Just need to read this out loud.
Do I have to tell you it's the Rainbow Passage?
You just did.
Oh, okay. I read in the AUE audio archive? No, okay. When the sunlight strikes upon... Yeah, see? I can't even... I screwed up already. When the sunlight strikes rainbows in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. They take the shape of long, round arch, which is path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, men have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home into the sky. Other men have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. And I lost my place. Oh. Okay. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflections of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it's not reflection, but refraction from the raindrop, which caused the rainbow. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the water drops and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the raindrops increase. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superpositioning of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormal wide yellow band, since red and green lights when mixed from yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue.